Welcome to the words of my soul. Before we begin with today's writings, I ask that you close your eyes and allow the tonality of my voice to elevate you as I grant you spiritual access into my thoughts, my experiences, and my teachings. I speak into existence healing over your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul, so that you may vibrate on the highest frequencies. I manifest love and light over you during this journey of truth and discovery. You are worthy of the life you desire. You are powerful in your ability to transform. You are open to receive the activations within my words. Open your eyes and let's begin. I want to talk to you about a couple of things today. And one is pouring into destiny, because that's where I am right now. That's the space that I'm in. That is what I'm doing. That is what I'm advocating for. I think it is very important to pour into yourself. I'll tell you what that means for me. Pouring into myself means pouring into my gifts. It means pouring into my writings, my creativity, pouring into the things that make me happy, pouring into the environments that I thrive in, creating those environments that I thrive in, pouring into my motherhood, pouring into my daughter, pouring into my life. All of these things are pouring into destiny. And the first project that I'm doing that exudes this transition, this transformation, is I'm writing a book, which is a mini series right now. Eventually, what will happen, the very, very last series will be the big nine, you know, like the big nine. And basically, this story, it leads with deeply the diary of her pain, the impeccable writings of a poetic soul. And basically, deeply was named Love Deeply Madison by her mother. And her mother is a goddess. Her mother has the gift of infinite possibilities, whatever you choose. And everything her mother did was with intent, including naming her daughter Love Deeply Madison. And her mom calls her Deeply. And basically, this story will take you through all of these realizations that Deeply has to make based on her writings, based on her experiences, based on the intentions that her mom set. She has to discover who she is, where she can go to get whatever she needs in life, right? And in order to do that, she has to search through her writings. She has to search through her experiences to do so. And Deeply is also a poet. She writes a bunch of like poetry about love, about pain. She writes a lot of letters to herself. She does all of these different things. It's her way of self-reflection. And she's stuck though. And she has to figure out why she's stuck and how she can move forward. And the answers are within her writings.
So I just released some impromptu writings towards this goal that I have to pour into myself, right? And I'm going to start sharing those with you because I want you to be involved. I want you to be engaged. I always say, I don't want you to just read my words or just listen to them. I want you to consume them because in so many ways, these writings, the story will help so many people who struggle with stagnancy, who struggle with self-sabotaging, because Deeply does all these things. Everything she does is deep. She does it deeply. She hurts, it's deep. She's in love, it's deep. She's happy, deeply happy. Invested, deeply invested. Everything. Her mother knew this. Her mother knew this. Love is the source of light. The source of light begins with love. What a fitting name for a daughter of a goddess. How fitting. Deeply. Everything will have to be deeply observed. You have to be deeply engaged. Everything is deep. Nothing is just the way it is. It's deeper than that. Her mother instilled that into her daughter. She instilled that. You will be able to read deeply. You will see deeply. Your gifts, everything will be deep. And Madison, well, that's your name. That's the last person, the first person, the last person, the person that has everything. Everything is Madison. Because I'm giving it to you. That is your name. And I'm not going to be here forever. The worldly person that you know me as must pass on. The mother of worldly things must pass on. But I will equip you with everything you need before I go. And you always heed my message when I say, love deeply, Madison. Everything you need is in your name. So, welcome, guys. You are the first to hear this raw idea that I have, this journey that I have planned for myself, pouring into destiny. Welcome to this next phase of my life. Welcome to exploring my gifts and seeing what it is that I am capable of. Welcome to a new change for you, because I hope to influence you on a path that is rightfully yours. I hope to guide you towards your own gifts so that you can use them freely and achieve whatever it is that you look for, whatever it is that you aspire. You will have, as you consume my words, as you learn from my gifts, that is all I have to share today. Have a good one.